WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in the U.S., in the West, really, pregnant people are often cared for by doctors, nurses, and techs. Well, a new program from Cook County Health is taking a new approach by making more doulas available to patients. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. A doula is a support person for the mother, someone who's there by her side before, during, and after birth. Now, studies have shown doulas help lead to positive health outcomes for mother and child. And now a new Cook County program at Stroger Hospital is making doula services free. Now, I'm a mom who's been pregnant twice, and I have two beautiful children as a result. I remember the intensity and excitement and fear and questions that all came with labor and delivery. So I think a free program like this one would have been so useful for me. And so I wanted to learn more. We chatted with WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch, Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller, and doula Vivian Moreno. I started with Vivian, who described what the role of a doula is in the first place.
A doula is a non-medical provider that provides emotional and physical support to the family that is involved in the pregnancy. So they can be there to provide that emotional and empowering level of support to the partner as well, or a grandparent, whoever is the designated other person aside from the pregnant mom.
Mm-hmm. So just tell us more about the support that you provide to the patients and just why your presence is so vital.
Oh gosh, being a doula offers this empowerment opportunity for women to be able to advocate for themselves, right? Because they're in such a vulnerable position when they're laboring, mm-hmm. that at one point or another, they may not be able to communicate for themselves. So they're given information and tools throughout the pregnancy when they have a doula, so that they can learn the benefits of asking questions, preparing for labor and delivery, being able to make informed choices. So having a doula gives them the tools they need to feel confident in being able to ask questions and say, you know what, let me think about this for 2 minutes. Can you give me 5 minutes so I could talk to my husband or my partner about this? Because otherwise they'll feel rushed and maybe make a choice without being informed.
Yeah, very, very important. Kristen, talk about this program then. Why is it being introduced now, and what's so important about this moment?
Right. Well, even though the CDC and the Department of Public Health, they say that deaths among pregnant people are rare, they are increasing in Illinois. We're seeing more pregnant people dying, right? And it's disproportionately affecting the Black community. And so Cook County right now, they just passed their budget in late November. And this was one of the things that came up for maternal health, to really chip away and to prevent more people from dying before, during, and after childbirth. And so County Commissioner Donna Miller is joining us. It is a $3 million program. So over the course of 3 years, it's going to be invested. We're going to have 10 doulas at the Cook County Health System. There's been a lot of conversations around the country of the maternal health crisis. Yeah. And locally, it is bad.
Yeah, we've had them right here on Reset, Kristen. Right. So let's bring you in here, Commissioner. I mean, you have also advocated very hard for this program, and it comes from a personal perspective, right? Because it's partially because of your own experiences, I hear, as a Black woman who has dealt with this healthcare system when you were pregnant. So I want you to talk about that.
Yes, and advocating for Black women here in Cook County is just a piece of what we want to accomplish. doing this here at a public health hospital is important because this is where patients go who don't have the ability to pay. And also, we want to increase the education of patients who go to that hospital for advocating for doulas. And what happened to me 22 years ago when I had my child was just the complete disregard for my birth plan when I went to one of the most prominent hospitals here in Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. And then also the insinuation that I might be a drug-seeking patient or I might not understand that I had drugs in my background or I might not understand what it means to be pregnant and delivering. This is not at the beginning of my pregnancy. This is the day I'm in for a scheduled C-section where the, resident who was also not part of my birth plan. I didn't want residents. I came from a healthcare background. My husband is a dentist. Mm-hmm. We are very well versed in healthcare. And so we understand what it means to talk to patients.
Yes.
And the way I was talked to as a patient was not only insulting, but it was also not part of what I had advocated for myself in the beginning without having a doula. I didn't have a doula. And this is where I felt like if I would have had a doula, that birth plan would have been adhered to. I know that now, mm-hmm. but I did not know that at the time. And so I want other women to be able to have that choice and that option to have someone like Vivian in the room with them all along the way to advocate for them to so they can have the birth plan that they desire. And it also meets their healthcare needs because there were other things as far as me personally, I had a scheduled C-section for a reason. It wasn't an emergency. It was a scheduled C-section due to health complications that I had had in the past. So I knew that that was going to happen, but I wanted to make sure that the birth plan that I wanted also happened, and that did not happen.
Yeah. And Vivian, I'm thinking back to some of the information Kristen was giving us a moment ago just about maternal morbidity and maternal mortality and those alarming rates that we've been seeing. I mean, she writes in her story about Cook County being among 7 counties across Illinois that between the years 2016 to 2020 had severe maternal morbidity rate of at least 100 per 10,000 births. That's a lot, right? And that means that, you know, these unexpected conditions are occurring and complications happening during labor and delivery. I mean, how do you think about that when you're in the process, in the moment with these patients?
In the moment with these patients, it's at the top of my mind. You want to keep it level so that you are helping them stay calm, breathe, that they're not highly stressed, mm-hmm. that they have opportunities for massage, so that they're emotionally supported and the complication of potential high blood pressure doesn't elevate their pressure and then there's an immediate emergency concern. We want to make sure that our patients are comfortable, are knowledgeable, and have reduced risks for interventions like a cesarean or other things.
And you said, Commissioner, that, you know, a doula, if that had been part of your process there, your experience could have been different. You said your birth plan, for instance, would have been recognized.
Absolutely. It would have been recognized. It would have been appreciated. And it also would have made me feel a lot more comfortable at that time when I already was in a high stressful situation due to prior complications, having a scheduled C-section. Just because you have a scheduled C-section doesn't necessarily mean everything is going to go okay.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that's another part of having an important aspect of your birth plan adhered to so that you don't get the stress that Vivian was just talking about. But also having an advocate there. Luckily, I had my husband there who could be a verbal advocate for me. But what if I didn't?
Yeah.
And that's what I want to make sure that women who don't have someone, because a lot of people are scared to confront a physician or a healthcare provider. They don't know that they could actually ask a question mm-hmm. that's not being presented to them.
And things change so quickly.
They do.
They can.
Yes.
It can be such a slow, people talk a lot about, you know, how labor takes forever, right? All these hours. Oh, I was in labor for 36 hours and 24 hours. But when that delivery moment comes, like things can just change in an instant mm-hmm. and they can go really bad or, you know, obviously we want it to be very smooth.
Right.
So if you have that extra person around, that extra advocate, as you mentioned, to speak for you,
right.
That's all the better.
And offer their professional expertise in that situation too, where you're not thinking of that when you're in labor.
Right.
Or when you're about to have your first child.
Exactly.
Or second. Doesn't matter what child it is. Any child. When you're about to have that baby.
Yeah. Remind us, Kristen, why, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Black women and other women of color, why they're being disproportionately impacted here.
Well, I think a big one is one of the things that Commissioner Miller is mentioning. Discrimination, racism, women of color in particular not feeling seen and heard, their complaints being ignored. And this has been well documented. This has been in a lot of the research that I've read. There are also social factors that come into play. Access to healthy food in communities, access to a steady job, access to doctors and healthcare. I mean, we see large pockets of the West and South sides in Chicago where there are maternal deserts, where there are far more OBs in a certain neighborhood than on the South and West sides, right? So there's a lot of factors in play, but we're seeing the maternal mortality, when you look at these reports and these studies, disproportionately affecting Black women mm-hmm. for a variety of those reasons.
Yeah. Beyond, or I should say, Vivian, you know, the biggest thing for me that strikes me as far as doula care, and when you think of all the things that it encompasses, like you're with the patient every step of the way. You're there before, you're there during, you're there, you know, after birth.
Right.
I had a midwife when it was my time for my two births, and I felt the same way, having that care after. I think I had for 6 weeks after, and I thought that was fantastic as a new mother, and even as a second time mother, I still needed that extra help. But right. From your perspective, why is that important?
It's important because so many people are not informed about what to expect, what to plan for, what to appropriately consider. And all of the information that a doula can provide is essential for helping them develop their birthing plan and a plan B in case plan A doesn't really work right. And how to create code words with your partner, you know, because you don't want to be asked, oh, do you think you can wait out another 10 minutes before an epidural? Create code words so that your partner in labor knows, okay, that means nothing. Don't ask her nothing. Go get it. Mm. They know. They've got your back because you've developed a code word, a communication system between the two of you. And I think that the doulas are essential in helping with lactation support and healing support, making sure you're eating well and making sure that you're bonding with the baby, helping the father, too, to bond with the baby.
Yeah.
It's a team effort, and it's a village.
You've been reporting, Kristen, on hospitals cutting ties with doulas across the city. So just help us understand how those cuts and this new program exist simultaneously.
Those are cuts to midwives and family medicine physicians, separate from doulas.
Separate from doulas.
Right. But I will say, I think one of the really important things that Vivian was mentioning, just like the connections with the doulas, after birth, the lactation consultant, but the other big thing I think is important is that doulas can pick up on signs that something might not be right at home. You know, more than half of the women who have died after pregnancy in the last state report about this. It was more than 2 months after they gave birth, which is shocking, right? Could mm-hmm. someone have picked up on that? Because there's such little access to a doctor once you give birth.
Wow. And beyond being a comforting and supportive force for pregnant women, I mean, doulas do actually make a difference in care outcomes. You reported this
right.
as well.
Yep. They're linked to fewer premature births
yeah.
and also lower C-section rates, which are two huge things. So doulas are connected to better outcomes for moms and babies.
You had further
and
thoughts,
and Kristen, I know you were going to say what we talked about before, too, about the outcomes after postpartum are 90% preventable. So that's where we say anything that's 90% preventable, really we need to jump into action to make sure that it is prevented. And that's what we can do here, not only in Cook County, but across the state of Illinois. And working with those other counties, that's another piece that we want to, you know, focus on in the future, working with the other counties across the state on improvements in their doula care and maternal health outcomes there.
Yeah. Well, when does this program start, Commissioner?
The program starts, Vivian might know better because the hospital has hired an outside agency to get the doulas on board, and I believe it's going to start in January.
Correct.
And then they're going to start educating patients, which I think is a key essential piece to this. Not just going to dump it in people's lap, like mm-hmm. get a doula. Want to really make sure that they're informed, they know what it means and how it can affect their maternal health. post, pre, and postpartum. So Vivian's team is really working on that internally at the health system.
Is there a specific number of doulas?
10. And it is a free program.
It's so free. Patients know. It's optional. In various languages, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yes. We want to make sure our doulas are representative of the patient population Cook County Health serves. And we are informing all of our doctors, all our medical teams, and they're excited about partnering with this group of non-medical providers.
Yeah. So Spanish, Mandarin, mm-hmm. right? Those could be options.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Well, we've been talking with doula Vivian Moreno, Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller, and WBEZ Public Health reporter Kristen Shores. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Jules Yeager, edited by Dan Tucker, and mixed by Ari Mejia. Get the news, politics, and culture happening in Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. We post episodes every morning and afternoon, Monday through Friday, with a bonus episode on Saturdays. Sign up at wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll chat again soon.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.